Okay, we're picking up five lines on the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara continues discussing Orlam in Chutz La'aretz. So says the Gemara, Amar le Levi le Shmuel. So Levi said to Shmuel, Aryoch sapek li v'ana echol. Aryoch made this case of a safek orla for me, and I'm going to eat it. What's this lashon of Aryoch? So Rashi explains that Shmuel was called Aryoch. So Rashi, different places, says a little bit different, but in Shabbos, let's say, he says that he knew very well Hilchos Dini Mamonos, and he was like a melech. So that's the lashon of a melech. As Rashi quotes in Menachos, that Aryoch melech alasar, he was a king. So that's what we passing like him, because a king has the right to choose what to do with the money. So that's why he was called Aryoch. Okay, so either way, so Aryoch created this suffix Orla. The point of the story over here is that he picked the Orla fruits for him, but not in his presence. So when he got them, he didn't know that they were considered Orla. Says the Gemara of Avia, they each would give each other the fruits outside of Eretz Yisrael and gave it to each other without telling them whether it was Orla, in order to create Safik Orlan Chutz La'aretz. Amrei Charifei de Pimpudisa in Orla B'Chutz La'aretz. Now we have the sharp ones, literally, who lived in Pimpudisa. But Talmidei Chachamim, Rashi and Sanhedrin says it refers to specifically to Eifa and Avimi, who were very big Talmidei Chachamim there. They said B'Chol, there's no concept of Orla in Chutz La'aretz. So that's what they held, that the Halacha Mishnah Messina tells us that Chutz La'aretz does not have Midarabanan, Midaraisa, nothing, no Orla. Shalchal Rav Yehuda Lakamai Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yehuda sent this question about Orla and Chutz La'aretz to Rav Yochanan, to Paskin. Shalach Rav Yochanan responded, he said, Sosam Sveika, that you should not, it's doubtful whether Orla is mutter outside of Eretz Yisrael, but since many people are not machmer, they're being very lax in the observance of this halacha, you should not be makel in public, so that people will come to be makel with this halacha. Ve'abed vada, and destroy the definite Orla, even though it's literally permitted to have hana from Orla and Chutz La'aretz, especially giving it to somebody else. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Yehuda not to allow this because people, again, are not being so careful with Orla and Chutz La'aretz. He told them to literally destroy the Orla Vadai in order that people don't become to take Orla lightly in Chutz La'aretz. The achreiz al peros of shetunim geniza. An announce regarding the fruits, that the fruit of those who are not careful with regards to the lachas of Orla, that you have to literally, like, you have to bury it. It cannot be used unless it's determined that they are permitted. Again, that's clearly a safek Orla, but again, Rabbi Yochanan was being extra makbid to create a geder where people should be careful with the lachas of Orla and Chutz La'aretz. So, Chala Omer, Ein Orla, Bechutz La'aretz, and someone who paskins like these on Hashem Pimpudisa, Lo Ye Li Nin Venechad Mishalech Chavel Begor Lekal Hashem, should not have a child or grandchild, given a curse in Kal Hashem. So this was it's a play on words, Lashon of Micha. This is the curse that Rabbi Yochanan wanted to give him. He says it clearly applies in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, the people in Pupadisa, who did they hold Keman Svirahu? Who did they hold that was clearly against the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? They hold like a different Tana. Kiyad Desana, they told like the following Raisa, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Shum Rabbi Yossi, Ben Dur Meska, Shamar Meshum Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, Shamar Meshum Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Nuri, Shamar Meshum Rabbi Lazar, Agadol. In Arla B'Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Lazar Agadol held that there is no halacha of Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Lazar ben Orkanus, who's Rabbi Lazar Gadol, Stam Rabbi Lazar, he is the one who held that there's no Arla in Chutz La'aretz. So Gemara says, "Velo, Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold his Arla in Chutz La'aretz." V'anan son Rabbi Lazar, Omer Afa Chadash. Rabbi Lazar said in our Mishnah that even a Chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz. He seems to be adding to the list of Orla in Kelayim that the Tana Kama mentions. Rabbi Lazar seems to add to it and say even Chadash. So he clearly holds that there is Arla in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara answers, no, Tane Chadash. Don't say Af Chadash. Rather, you have to amend the Mishnah to mean just Chadash, meaning Tanakam held Orla Klein Plain Chutz La'aretz, and Rabbi Lazar says, no, I disagree with both of those principles, and I hold only Orla is going to be, rather, only Chadash is going to apply in Chutz La'aretz, but the other two would be Mutter in Chutz La'aretz. And where is it now? Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Orla B'Chutz La'aretz, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Orla in Chutz La'aretz is a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that teaches us it's Aser. Amar Alei Rav Zeir L'Rabbi Asi, V'atanya, Safek Orla B'aretz, Aser B'Suriya Mutter. So if you have Safek Orla in Eretz Yisrael, that Safek Deraisa L'Chumra, you have to be Machmir. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, meaning Syria and further anywhere else, you are allowed to be Mekel if you have a Safek. Now, if it's Arlacha L'Moshe Misinai, that's a Din Deraisa. We have the concept called Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. You should have to be Machmir on Orla if it is found in Chutz La'aretz, if you hold it's Arlacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara says, Ishtomim B'Keshachad, Rabbi Asi was quiet for a moment. He was quiet, he didn't have an answer to this question. Amar le'ema kach nemar sveikam whatever adas or no, but we have we can have a masorah that the halacha Moshe Mersino specifically said in a manner that if it's safik or al chutz la'aretz, that's going to be mutter, and if it's vada, it's going to be asur. Yes, it's a din daraisa, but that's how the halacha was told to us from Moshe Mersino. Amar Abasi Rabbi Yochanan lokin al kalim dvar Torah. Okay, so that's how we say it. That's kach nemar halacha. The safik is asur. Safik is mutter, and vada is asur. Another halacha Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Yochanan that somebody who has kalim. Who has kalayim is going to be outside of Eretz Yisrael is going to be chayev malchus midoraisa. So meaning it's iser deraisa to have kalayim outside of Chutz Aretz. So it says the Gemara Amar Lai, Rabbi Lazar asked him or Rabbi Yossi, "Varan atzan kalayim midoraisa ifrim." That kalayim is only a din derabanan. How are you telling me that this is a din deraisa? Midoraisa ifrim usually is a din derabanan. So the Gemara answers, "Lo kasha kan b'klaya kerem." When the Mishnah is telling us it's derabanan, first the klaya kerem that applies in Eretz Yisrael only midin derabanan. However, bar kavas ilan. To actually grafting the tree, with one species and another, that's going to be an iser deraisa even in chutzarts. Shmuel told us that Mar Shmuel as chukosai tishmoru. The pasuk says it's chukosai tishmoru behemtachalos erbeklaim sadachalos erbeklaim uveger erbeklaim shatnas loyala alibecha. These are all the different forms of klaim with animals, with clothing, and also with your planting. So Shmuel learned from over here that this is a source that even the klaim are going to be usher. So the was the psukim clearly talking about that. But so Shmuel understood that we learned from over here chukim shechakakti lachakfar that the I have already given you before, meaning that this definition is based on the word eschukoshaytishmoru. We're learning over here that this is referring to that something had already been effect by Har Sinai. That we learn from over here that you should not mate your animal with a different kind, and you should not plant your field with a different minim. So this is teaching us, just as your animal refers to mating one with the other, so too, your field refers to grafting one with the other. So having these two together is going to be usher, and it doesn't really matter where it is. So the Gemara says, and how is that? Because when it comes to the lachas of kalayim with kalay behema, with having animals, mixing animals, that's usher even in Chutz la'aretz, that's chavas aguf. So too, av sadecha, generally, things that are based on sadeh are applicable, you're right, only in Eretz Yisrael. But here, we have a special liba to tell us they apply bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz la'aretz. Av, the Gemara says, v'la haksiv sadecha, your field, which implies that there's a problem. As we just said, usually the context of your field is your field in Eretz Yisrael. That is the field which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. There's a lashon of Rashi, very nice, that sadecha, your field, ha'miyuchad lecha. That this was a v'chutzar lo iknu l'chashamayim. That Eretz Yisrael was nicknamed mina shemayim to Klal Yisrael, to us, and that's called sadecha. That's really ours. So we see from over here that any possessions of anybody in chutzar is not really theirs bichlal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't really kaviyachol didn't really give it to you. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, that's a matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly giving us. That is actually called your field. Very beautiful. So the Gemara says, "Ahu lemeute zroim shebechutzaret." So that you're right. Sadecha is coming to exclude the klai zroim, the seeds outside of Eretz Yisrael. That is not going to be aser midareisa. That's not going to be aser. So we learn sadecha lo zroim klaim is specifically referring to in Eretz Yisrael, but lo sarkiv of grafting that is going to apply in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, "Rav Chanan v'Rav Anan havishaklu v'azeh ba'orcha." They were walking on the road. Chazu lahu garva de kazara zroim b'hadei adari. Saw a person was planting seeds of different types in Chutz La'aretz. Amar lei neisimar nishamte. Why don't we put him in cherem? Why don't we excommunicate him for violating the din derabanan that aser is planting kalayim outside of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara is wondering that. Amar lei lo chavirisu. So you're not clear about the lachas of kalayim because it's really mutter to have kalay zroim outside of Eretz Yisrael. So what do you? The guy's not doing anything wrong. What are you hacking and shining for? So verse says, "Vesu chazulu garva." They saw another person to cut zari chite zari be gufane. He was planting wheat and barley amongst the grapes. Amar lei nisimar nishamte. Why don't we also put him in excommunication for violating din derabanan that aser is planting kalayim in this manner outside of Eretz Yisrael? Amar lei tzaharisu. You're not holding basically in the lachas of kalayim. It's not true. Lo kaimelon karbi yoshia. Damar achiz rachite zari vechartzen polasad. So, do we not hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yosha that says that one doesn't violate the Isra of Kalayim of Klai Akerim until he plants wheat, barley, and the grapes in a single motion of the hand simultaneously? And he didn't do it simultaneously, so it's not Usr. So, if you hold it's not Usr Midareisa in Eretz Yisrael, then we're not going to be Gozer that din in chutzar. It's like considered like it's not really gezer like gezer, but we weren't gozer like that. So that's the point over here. That if we didn't gozer that, if it wasn't an iser deraisa in Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't say that iser derabanan in chutzar. So since it's not aser in Eretz Yisrael midaraisa, it is midarabanan aser, but it's not aser midaraisa, so it's not going to be aser in chutzar. Rav Yosef Mar Bizne Vizara. Rav Yosef mixed seeds of two different minim and he planted them in a field. Amale Abaye Vanan Tznana Kalayim Medivrei Seferim. Abaye says, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah that Kilayim are going to be Aser Midarabanan? How then could you allow this mixture of seeds? Amale Lokashe Kan Meklai Karen Kan Meklai Zarim. Rav Yosef responded to him that in the case of the Mishnah that you're referring to, that's talking about Kilayim of Kilaya Karen. Here, what I was doing is Kilay Zarai, which are not Aser outside of Eretz Yisrael. So why is that? Rav Yosef explains the chiluk. When it comes to klaya kerem, which in Eretz Yisrael are aser b'chutzla, it's not megazu barabanan. Let's just add already, the rabbanim are going to be machmir outside of Eretz Yisrael. However, klaya zeraim, which in Eretz Yisrael are lo aser b'chutzla, they're not even aser to benefit from in Eretz Yisrael, b'chutzla, it's not megazu barabanan. So then we're not going to make such a decree outside of Eretz Yisrael. If it's so chamer that it's even aser b'chutzla, then we're going to be machmir in chutzla, it's midarabanan. But if it's not aser b'chutzla, even though if it's aser b'chutzla, then we will not be machmir. So then the Gemara says, however, Rav Yosef retracted that. Hadar Amar Rav Yosef, no, that's not really true. Lav milsi yadamri. What I just said isn't right. The Rav Zera Ganisa, Devei Rav Mishrei Mishare. So Rav planted a vegetable garden in the base of Midrash, and he had the patches of each species of the vegetables in a separate patch. So the Gemara says, the Chora Rav did this, and we have a Maisa Rav from Rav. Maitama Lav Mishum Erev Ruvei Kalayim. What's the reason that he planted it? There was the way that if you look in Mishnayos and Kalayim, it always like the 2-2-1 format. Two on the bottom and top, one in the middle and two on the top. That's the way you could plant it without getting into the problem of Kalayim. So that's how you avoid the issue. So Lechora Rav Vaz Machmir in this in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye Bishlam Yashmina. And so turning on to the next number now. Arba Al Arba Ruchos Haruga V'achas Be'emta. So if you tell me that Rav planted the four different areas, four sides, and one in the middle, Shapir, then Rav's proof would be valid. As we just said, that if you assume like the general way that people plant Kilayim in order to avoid the issue, that would be Mutar. However, Elahach Mishum Noi. Here, Rav did so because he wanted it to look nice. He separated each of the patches to make it look very nice, as opposed to having just a mumbo-jumbo of different vegetables together. V'inami Mishum Tircha D'Shami Or, it was out of concern that the gabbai, the person who's taking care of them, would have a harder job. If the person would have to go to the garden and bring back different vegetables, so then that would take him a long time if it's all mixed together. If they're planted distinctly, you know where each one is, that would be much easier for him. So Rav was trying to be nice for him. Okay, says now the Mishnah, kol ha'osa mitzvah acha, someone who performs a mitzvah, mativin lo, he gets good in this world, l'chora. Umarech lo yamav, and he gets arichus yamav, and ochel es ha'aretz, he gets to inherit this world. V'chol she'ino osa mitzvah achas, you don't do a good mitzvah in this world. Ein mativin lo, v'ein marechin lo yamav, you do not get arichus yamav, v'ein ochel es ha'aretz, you do not inherit the world. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is bothered by this. The Gemara seems to say that one mitzvah, regardless of your other actions, is going to give you reward in this world and the next world. The Gemara says, Urminu, but we have another Mishnah. The Mishnah in Peah tells us that Elo Dvarim Shadim Ochel Peroseh V'lam Hazev V'akarn Kelos L'maba, that these mitzvahs, a person gets reward in this world, and also the principal, meaning the main reward, will be for him in Olam Haba. Elo En, Kibud Avim, Ugimilos Chasadim, and doing Chesed, V'achnasas Orchim, and receiving visitors, V'avaz Shalom Ben Adam L'chavero, and making shalom between one person and another, but Talmud Torah connected kulam, and Talmud Torah is the greatest of all of them. It's important to all of the mitzvahs together. So that, because the person who learns Torah is able to perform more mitzvahs, so that is the greatest of all mitzvahs. So our Mishnah seems to understand that the performance of any mitzvah gets rewarded both in Olam Haz and Olam Haba. So Gemara Samar of Yudah Alchikamah, Kol Osa Mitzvah Achas Yaseir Al Chusav. Anybody who has more merits than his Averus, so then we rewarded him with good in this world, and he's treated as one who keeps the entire Torah. That's the famous idea that we have with regards to Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippur, the Zmanim that we're in. If a person has more mitzvahs than Averus, he's overall greater, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him into the Sefer HaChaim. That's what we hope, that we're hoping to be all included in the Sefer HaChaim. But the problem is also, we don't understand what one mitzvah was chashuv and one avera was chashuv. We don't know the cheshbon. That's why we're all nervous and where our status is. Anyway, so Gemara says mechlal dehanach. So this implies that these mitzvahs, again, afilu b'chadanami, even if one mitzvah is going to be able to get both reward in olam haz and olam haba. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shemaya, lamar shima yisa shkula." that in the event that the person, his numbers are exactly equal, so these five mitzvahs have the ability to balance, to tip the scales. Machras, they tip the scales, and the merit of these mitzvahs specifically, if you're basically equal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be giving you the Olam Haba on Olam Haba. Is it really true that a person has one more mitzvah than Avera, Hashem is going to give him reward of good? Raminu, we have another Mishnah, rather. A person who has more merits than Averas, then we're going to do, Hashem is going to punish him with suffering in this world. And it seems as if he had burned the entire Torah because he's suffering so much. He's not left with any of the letters of the Torah. Hashem is going to punish him very severely in this world. And somebody who has more averos than mitzvos, he's rewarded with good in this world. And he's not left out one single amount of its letters. He's received good in this world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him Ganim in the world, in the next world. So the Gemara is bothered by this. Which is it? Do we punish him in this world by making it good for him or not? When our Mishnah says that someone who performs a mitzvah is get rewarded with good, David in Le Yom Tov. He gets a good day, meaning he's punished in this world so that he can receive this world his full reward in the Olam Haba. V'yom Bish, and somebody who is more averus than mitzvahs, so he's a Rasha, he's defined as Rasha, he is going to be actually, Yom Bish is like a bad day, literally, he's going to be rewarded in this world so that he gets no reward in Olam Haba and Olam Hamas. Rav Amar Haimani, who is the sheet of the Brights, Rabbi Yaakov? It's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. What does Rabbi Yaakov say? That we don't get reward for filling mitzvahs in this world. So according to Rava, the Mishnah is understood as we understood Kipshuto, that someone who has more mitzvahs than averus is going to be rewarded. The Braisa, which tells us that you're going to be suffering, that's what Yaakov understands, that no matter how many mitzvahs you do, the ikar schar for a person is going to be guiding in the next world, not in this world. Of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, you don't have any except for two that actually mention on the side of it the mitzvah to that you're going to be rewarded with something. So, meaning that according to this, the reward will be given in the Olam Haba. So that the duration of his coming back is going to be rewarded for his mitzvah. So the Gemara says. We have the steer between the mitzvah. By kibud avayim, it says that you are going to have long life. When it comes to shiluach hakein, l'man yitav lach v'arachta yamim. So it'll be good for you, and you will live a very long life. So we see from over here, each of these mitzvahs, the reward is written in the Torah, is long, good life. Haresh amar lo aviv. So someone whose father says to him, alay lebira v'havei legozalos, come up to the tower and get for me some gozalos to do the mitzvah shiluach again. V'alay lebira, the son climbed up to the tower, v'shiluach hasa'im, and natas about him, and he did mitzvah shiluach again, v'chazaros nafal ameis, on his way down, he actually fell and died. So the son had done the two very mitzvahs, which the Torah itself promised him long life. Where is the good life that this person has promised? And where is he going to be getting the good long life that he was promised in the Torah? That must be referring to Olam Haba. That refers to in the world to come. The Gemara says, Agav, that's one of the stories of Acher. Acher witnessed something like that, where a father told him to go to Mishnah Surah Ken, and he died. He got so torn up by that. This is the total time the Torah promises long life, and he became apikoros because of that. He started denying Yiddishkeit. So the Gemara says, V'dilma lav achayava. The Gemara says, maybe this never actually happened. Rabbi Yaakov Maisachaz, he actually saw this. Maybe the guy actually wasn't doing it. Maybe he was thinking of a sin at the time, so that's why Hashem punished him. But if he's only thinking about Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not judge him for that. Gemara says no, but there is one avera that even if he thinks about doing it, he's going to be chayv even for just the thought itself. If you think about doing avodah zara, even in their hearts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the Klal Yisrael if they think about doing avodah zara. So Gemara says, Rav Yaakov himself, this is what he said: that if you should understand the mitzvah in this world. So why does the performance of the mitzvah not protect him? At the very least, you shouldn't have thought of hirurei avodah zara. So the idea that he was possibly thinking about that's a proof itself that you don't get reward in this world for the mitzvahs. But another problem. How did he die? How did this actually happen that he died? We have a concept called those who are performing a mitzvah are not harmed. And where's this hasam, balichas, and shiny? That's only when they're going on the way down. He was already finished with the mitzvah. Gemara says no. And that a person is doing a mitzvah in this world, and he's doing a shliach mitzvah, both on the way there and on the way home, he has a promise of a shmira. So the Gemara says, Sulam or Uhava. So it must have been that the ladder was actually a shaky ladder. The Kviya Zeka, and therefore, where Shchicha Zeka, it's already known to be dangerous. Hechad the Kviya Zeka, lo sabchin an anisa. You do not rely on a miracle. The Chsei, Vayomar Shmuel, Echelech, Vashama Shol, Vargeni. Shmuel said, how can I go? He's going to kill me. Because Baruch Hu sent him to do the mitzvah. He was reluctant to do so because of Shchicha Zeka, to go anoint David, and that's why he was afraid of it. So the Gemara says, so we see that if there's a Shchicha Chazeka, then unfortunately, again, we don't judge, we don't know. We have people that are Shlicha Mitzvah where something wasn't Shchicha Chazeka. And unfortunately, they had a friend who went to do a mission to help people, and it wasn't a place where it was known to be dangerous, and they were in a bus accident, and they died. We don't know the Cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, we don't really know what the Cheshbonos of Lashon Malah are. Amar Rav Yosef, Yilmalei Darshei Acher Lai Krab. Acher learned that pasuk, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Barta Lo Chata. So we just said that that's what this would lead to Acher, because he ended up seeing this story. Ve'acher mayhu, Ikad Amri Ki'ai Gav Nechaza. This is exactly what led him to off the derech, because we just mentioned this is the case of Acher. He saw Chutzipis and Pertergamon after it was ripped out by the Romans. Chutzipis was a big Talmud Chacham, and the Romans were torturing anybody who was learning Torah, and they literally ripped out his mouth and caused him such great suffering. So that Ave Garele Davar Acher, and that they took it with a pig. Amar Kopeshim Margalos Alechik Afar. The mouth that had pearls of Torah is punished that a pig should take his mouth. Therefore, he went and said, I can't believe in this religion anymore. It's unfortunately that happened in the Holocaust also. We have people who were, we don't even imagine what they went through, yet they were still Ma'amid by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was unbelievable. But unfortunately, there were many of those who gave up Yiddishkeit because of all the horrors. We can't judge them, all the horrors that they had seen. Rami Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Rava, Tznan, Kolosa Mitzah Achaz Mativin Lai, that we do good for him. Also, in only if he actually performs a mitzah, lo asa lo. Raminu, Yashav lo avar avira, if a person doesn't violate an avera, so he still knows no schar kiosk mitzvah. He gets schar as if he's doing a mitzvah. Amar le hausam gegon shabbat devar avera liyado. So there, that's a where he actually had the opportunity to do an avera. Venitzel mina, and therefore he's saved from it. Ki yad Rabbi Chanina bar Papi tviyasa yimar nisa. That Rabbi Chanina bar Papi wanted to commit an avera, and she convinced him to try to do to an avera. Amar milsa, so he said something to her. So some say he used the shem Hashem, others say that he actually did kishuv because to avoid an avera, maybe it's mutter to do kishuv, whatever it was, he was trying to avoid her. They became covered with boils and scabs. Avdei milsav atzid, but she did it back with her own witchcraft, then she made herself healed. Arak tashabu bebina. So he hid between a certain bathhouse. He went to a place where there was a lot of mazikin demons there. The Rabban said to him, "My nitrach, what protected you?" Amalei shane nosei kesar. Literally, the Rabbi Chanina was modest. He didn't want to say that his tzidkus prevented him from getting harmed by the mazikin. Shomrenikol lai the guard all night. Amalei, so there literally he had guards. He said, "Shama devar ever ba'le yadecha." Maybe you were confronted by devar ever. Nitzal temina. He said, "Kol bar devar ever liado," who is confronted with to doing an avera of nitzal meno, and he works in himself, and he's not. He doesn't do the avera. Otsin and Hashem Baruch Hu will do for him a great miracle. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with the Gibur Korach in tomorrow's daf.